answer.
Yeah, is this the gas station?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, how are you, sir?
Good, good. My phone's having some issues, by the way, so if it cuts out or you can barely hear me, we have an IP phone system. I'll call you right back. Nisheen, I got some feedback. I was wondering if now is no kind of time to go over with you.
Sure, if you just please give me just a couple of minutes.
Sure, not a problem.
So much. Hi, ma'am. How are you? The Four Kings? That's fine. That's what I mean. When you hear, like, any kind, like, any flavor, there's, like, 50 different flavors. $7.50. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Hi, Ruben. Thank you so much for holding.
Yeah, not a problem. So let's kind of go over the file and give you some feedback. So give me one second here. So one of the things our credit department is looking at is they are looking at the June, primarily the July. They have to have 6 months of the file, but they're looking at the June.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The July, the August, and the September bank statements. Now, they're also, of course, looking at the business and personal credit and kind of looking at some factors there. So traditionally, your approval would be, like I quoted you, around $50,000 to $100,000 based on the volume, but I am getting a tremendous amount of pushback from them. Like I said, they declined the file, and so I kind of went back to them. So here are my thoughts. The first option is, I only want to give you, I know you're looking for funds, but I want to make sure we develop a relationship. That's kind of what our company's about. And I want to make sure we're able to kind of help you here. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. There's no kind of spilled milk, so to speak. But there's two kind of ways. The first way is we kind of just wait for the additional bank statements, and maybe they're stronger and we get more money. Or we start the relationship off to kind of get some traction. So these are the two offers I got. I really don't like them, but it's ultimately my goal to give you these approvals and see if it works for you. So the first approval I got, and by the way, if you've been offered any of these approvals before, there are some approvals that come with some kind of pretty nasty conditions, and we're not a big fan of that, like having you sign documents that are kind of one-sided. So these are the two approvals we have. One is only for, they're both for 6 months. Well, one's an $8,300 approval, which I don't think does much for you. One is a $15,000 approval, which I think could potentially help you. So I guess the question I'd ask you is, would $15,000 be enough here to start the relationship? Is that something you're interested in, or would that not be enough capital?
Sure.
Okay, so let me give you what those terms would look like. And what we would do is this. I don't know on this program if there is a discount for paying off early, which I'm trying to figure out, because I'd like to do potentially a refinance for you, but I don't want to misquote you. I want to give you everything. You know, almost all of our programs come with discounts for paying off early. I don't know on this one, so I have to find out for you, okay? So if we did, the good thing is this program is something that funds very, very quickly. So it literally funds the same day typically, or the next day. So what they need is a $15,000 loan. It's a $15,000 loan. It's 100 payments. So it's 100 pays. So it's about 5 months. The payments are 21 days per month. So it's right under 5 months. The fee is, there's a one-time $495 processing fee that comes out of the loan of proceeds. And then your daily payment is $224 a month. The conditions on the loan are a driver's license, verification of ownership. Since we don't have the tax return, we need something to verify you're the shareholder of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Avoided check and use of funds. Basically, what are you using this money for? Which it sounds like just pretty much inventory, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But those are the four things. I guess so. If you have, you know, driver's license, I'm sure you have proof of ownership, avoided check, and use of funds. Then, if these numbers work, we could send you loan documents. I just wanted to get your feedback.
The question about the terms. You say it'll be $225 a day.
Yeah, it'd be $224.25 a day.
We're looking at a monthly.
I can give you the monthly cost and the payback, all this stuff, and then I'm going to go over the other approval. If you don't mind me, is it okay if I give you my kind of 2 cents here?
Sure.
this is kind of a trial program where you're dipping your feet in the water and you're just saying, hey, look, you're getting a little traction to hopefully in the future develop a better relationship, but there's no, like, we're not a hard sell company. This approval is pretty expensive. There's a cost to it, and you shouldn't beat around the bush. So the payback for $15,000, mm-hmm. over the 5-month term, mm-hmm. it's a payback of $22,000, $425.
Okay.
And the monthly cost is just $224.25 times 21. So you're looking at $4,709 a month. The other approval I have for $8,300, it's less cost of capital, so I can give you that approval. On the $8,300 approval, okay. that payback is, it's actually over 6 months, okay. And so it's over a little longer, and that payback is only $11,205.
Okay.
There, instead of a processing fee, there's a 2% origination fee that comes out of the loan amount, so not much in fees, it's $166. That's about it. So it really kind of depends on your thoughts. Here's the other option. If you want me to, and we can potentially get you more money, if you can send me over the October statement or at least your month-to-date activity to show what your balances are for both accounts, I might be able to get you more money on the $15,000 or the $8,300 program.
What is the daily payment on the
$8,300? $8,300 is... Give me a second. And the conditions on that are they need proof of ownership, month-to-date bank statements, driver's license, voided check, and excuse me, and they're also offering for your card, your merchant statements for September, just for 1 month.
Ruben, can you hold for just a moment?
Sure, sure.
$1, mango.
Mango, $1. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Hello?
Okay. Ruben, if you want, I can also send you the account ending in 4477.
Payment is eight. I'm sorry?
Take a look at it if you can maybe do a little bit more.
Absolutely. If we did the 8300, it'd be 8686 a day. So do you want to fax or email me over those statements? I can get to work and tell you what I could do. That's not a problem.
I'm sure, Ruben. Give me 1 second, please.
Sure. Take your time.
Marlboro. Right, Nathan, what else? Okay. Mental or non-mental?
Non-mental.
I have rates. Fees right here, $450. That's $2,364, sir. Change back is $1.36. Thank you, sir. Do you need a back for it? Hi. That's $2 back. Shorts. $8.75, sir. Thank you so much for holding, Ruben.
No problem.
Would it be okay if I could send you the other statement for the...
Yeah, when you email them over to me and for October for those two accounts, and I'll see what I can do, and then I'll talk to you a little later today.
Okay, you said for both accounts or just...
Both.
Both accounts. Okay. And because the other one, I don't think it would be looking like, too good. That's why.
They'll request them anyways, but just send me both, and I'll try to do my best. It's not a problem.
So as soon as I can email those to you, you'll be able to call me back later on today?
Yeah, within about 20 to 30 minutes.
And then if not, then do I still have an option to choose either one of these first two options?
Yeah, it should work. I mean, they'll generally request a month-to-date and funding, but I still think, I mean, they're going to be fine. So, yeah, I think what you're asking is, like, if I think it's really bad, I won't send it in because I won't want to risk your approval. I get what you're saying.
So that way those two offers will still stand then, right?
They'll still, usually in the funding, they'll still potentially ask for the month-to-date, but... We're not talking, they already kind of know the kind of volatility of the bank statement, so I don't think they're going to kill your loan regardless. I think this is more test the water, see if you pay, and if you pay, then kind of give you a lot more money the next time around. But if you've got the volume, let's take a look at your bank statements for those 2 months and see what we can do to maybe get this increased.
Okay. Okay, sounds great. So just give me maybe a couple hours. I'm going to try to send you the statements also. I'll just email it to you then.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ruben. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.